outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired! Yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, December 15th. Torrential rains in L.A. The roads are icy. So Kara had to run a little late.
I like that story. Let's go with that one.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of a story. Thank you all for joining us. Sorry we're a little bit late, but we're here and we're ready to go. So welcome to you, Kara.
Welcome to you, Sam.
Welcome to the station.
Welcome to the station.
Yes.
I've been thinking
if I'm going to chew out your ass or not. And then I thought, you know what? You're late anyway. You're probably not in the mood for that.
So I know. I love ass chewing. Go for
you
it.
Do?
I'm sure people on the radio love it, too.
I know. Okay.
No, I'm just playing. No, save it. It's just funny.
You don't want to explain to us why you're late?
It's really, there's nothing fabulous to it. I honestly woke up at 7.
Uh-huh.
Thought, oh, I'll go back to sleep for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Internal clock didn't kick in. Alarm didn't go off. That's it.
Good. Yeah.
It's something that's really basic. Nothing exciting. Nothing like, oh, I was doing this and I was doing that and I was late. It's really one of those things where it just didn't work. Didn't work.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at that.
What no, that's
say? There's
really
nothing
old.
To say about it.
I know. It sucks, but
yeah,
we're here now. So
we are here now. And
we are not experiencing torrential. Well, we're having a mist right now, by the way. You might like it. We're having a nice mist of rain. There's nothing like what the Midwest has been going through with their blizzards.
No, nothing at all. Nothing even close to what's going on.
What were we at? Like, we were like 88 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday was like 78 probably or 80.
Right. So did you enjoy the time off yesterday? Did you sleep in a little bit?
No, I slept in today.
No? Oh, you slept in today. Okay.
I was wide awake yesterday. I was ready to go. Had my coffee.
Yeah.
I was up really early.
You're great at time management, aren't you?
Well.
Yeah.
You know. I don't like to brag, Sam.
Yeah. I don't know. I think people that don't get places in time have to sit and think about it for a moment.
Okay, make them go in the corner and have a timeout.
Yeah, or figure out something like, how can I avoid doing this in the future? You know,
but, you know, there's really not a way to defend it because it is wrong. So there's really no way to go. But.
Okay. But, so that's why I'm not going to, you know.
But everybody's got their strengths and weaknesses. I mean, you know, this is my weakness that pisses you off.
Yeah, what's your weakness now that you're late?
Well, it's a weakness, time management.
Mm.
But you have weaknesses.
I do?
Yeah.
Like what?
I'll figure it out. I know a few things.
You'll figure it out, huh? I don't have any weaknesses.
You're just 100%.
Invincible,
okay.
Yeah. I'm invincible.
You should write a bunch of books.
Exactly.
And let people be like you because you're just so amazing.
I know. I am.
Anyway, what did you do with your day off anyway?
Not much, really. I just slept a little bit more.
You just wanted some sleep?
It. Yeah. I just wanted, I didn't feel like, you know, I mean, I got up early and I was just too tired, man. So I thought, what the hell, you know, it was a beautiful day yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I just enjoy the morning. That's pretty much it.
But you end up here anyway, right?
No. Well, yeah, later in the morning, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it means, you know, a little bit more. But it's, you know, it's the holidays and everything, you know. You just kind of want to, like, goof off and shit, you know. So
speaking of the holidays.
Some people do.
Just some things have hit me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling the holiday spirit this year.
You're not?
I mean, I believe in Jesus.
Well, maybe you should go out to the malls and shit. That's
no,
where you feel
not.
It.
No, I just, I have, it, I'm not going to try to give you guys a sob story. But I'm always, like, go, very social. I'll make a family wherever I am. I'll have, like, parties wherever I am. I'll squeeze in fun. I'm not one of these people that are like, the holidays are getting to me. But they're kind of getting to me.
Really?
Well, because two of my roommates, my only two roommates, supposedly, we'll see what happens. You guys never know in this town. One just signed a lease because she wants to live on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So she's living somewhere else.
Okay.
The other one...
So she moved out already?
She's moving out. So the great thing is, and this is how fun this is, my house is chaotic in the middle of December, and she's got her shit everywhere. It's not moved out. So if I want to have people over, if I want to do anything like parties, it's just not going to happen right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that sucks. And then my other roommate is being deported. Well, she's not being deported, but...
asked to go back to where she
No, her from. Visa's up in January, but she still has 2 months after that. They give you 2 months to stay. But she may be going back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of January, but so I don't even know.
Yeah.
So I'm not only doing this and working and doing recording, I'm actually trying to figure out if I'm living in my apartment, trying to rent out the other room.
Right.
Or if I'm looking for my own space. All in the middle of, like, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And I'm like, this sucks. It kind of sucks for me.
I can see it, yeah.
Like, it's just not going to be fun. I'm not going home or anything.
Yeah.
And I'm working like crazy.
Well, you better hurry up and find a guy you can move in with.
Yeah, right.
Then you don't have to worry about it.
Move in with, please. That ain't happening until there's a ring on my finger. Until I'm married.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not living with a guy. I did that one time when I was 19 to the guy in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like, it's made for marriage. I mean, you've got to get married. You got to say, this is what we're doing or we're not, because it bonds you. You get really close. You work through the hard stuff. You get even closer. And then you're like, oh, now I'm going to go leave. To move to California and go follow my dreams. I think it's for marriage.
Okay. Why am I not surprised?
I know. Because
right,
you get to see people's dirty sides when you live with them.
Yeah.
You get
so
to see
are you any closer to marriage yet? Or
the week and a half that I've been online dating? No.
Have you met anybody new yet?
I think I'm meeting a couple people this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Or this week. We'll see. You guys stay tuned.
Yeah.
One guy's Italian.
We really want to know.
I think the Italian guy, he's really good looking, but he seems like he just wants to play, you know?
So does everyone. You're not in the mood to play.
No, I love playing, but I want more than playing.
Uh-huh,
I think he just wants to hang out and have fun.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Well, that's what you're going to find. Most guys are like that.
I know. It's like an epidemic. It's just like this weird, it's like finding somebody that really wants the same thing, especially out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like...
No, you better go back on a Christian dating site. I'm telling you, you're not gonna find what you're looking for here.
Well, you know that one.
Because your requirements are unusual. You know, I mean, it's not like the common way that people mate. You know.
Mate.
Yeah.
My mating
the
is
Homo
unusual.
The Homo sapiens, the way they mate.
The way they mate. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, you're right. I probably should. I'm bored by those. But
yeah, you gotta look for love in the right places. And your right places are in churches and Christian
boring.
Places.
Oh.
Go to 12-step meetings. They have a lot of spiritual people there.
So I can, like, date a guy who's, like, a recovering,
meth addict or something.
There you go, meth addict. So I can't ever do my meth in front of him, you know, comfortably. That'll be a great relationship.
Yeah. You know, one thing I didn't realize is that, have you ever seen pictures of meth addicts? That they have like scabs and shit on their body, you know, like bruises and sores and shit on their body. And I didn't realize why, but
so because they pick themselves?
They do, because I guess when you take it, you feel like there's worms crawling under your skin.
That's a good reason to do meth.
Yeah, so they scratch all the time, and they bruise
really?
Themselves. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, that sucks.
Man, I feel bad for people that get into that shit, you know?
Mm.
It's pretty lousy.
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in drugs, not because I'm any better than anybody that's done them. It's just seems yeah. like.
You have no interest. I mean, you're happy without him. So.
No, yeah. I'm even not that drinking that much lately. Mm. Not for any reason. It just hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened.
Stay tuned.
Do you want me to remind you when you drank? You went out 3 days ago.
Where'd I go?
With that guy to...
Oh, a bar. That was last Thursday.
Yeah? Okay, that's a few days ago.
I mean, I did go have a drink last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which was okay. It was an okay drink. I was like, not that
Where'd you go?
We went to this place downtown, like the LA Live area.
Oh, okay.
It was dead.
Really?
Well, we were like, oh, it's Tuesday, and my friend was coming over. Like, oh, let's go downtown. You know, usually L.A., that you can find anything to do any night of the week.
Right.
And I really have started to really, really like downtown because it's just got more of a cross-section of different people. It's not all, you know, L.A. It's got the east side. It's got other parts.
Right.
More professional people. And so it's fun to meet people downtown.
Okay, let's take a call real quick, and then we can go back to downtown.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Kira. Go ahead. It's what I figured. Fuck you. Fuck you for interrupting my show, god damn it.
Oh, it's okay. They probably didn't even know.
Yeah.
That's really funny, though.
Did you notice? I mean, when I decide to finally pick up the phone, we're getting like wrong numbers and shit.
I think it's hysterical. It is hysterical.
Yeah, people call it and they get on the air. They're like, where the fuck did I call?
They're like, oh, on the air. No, I was trying to call Pizza Hut. Sorry. The job I work at has the same number as that used to be the Pizza Hut number.
Oh, really?
And it's still in the phone book. So half the calls.
People keep calling?
Half the calls during the day are, I'm like, thank you for calling. And I'll clearly say the name of the establishment. And they'll be like, oh, I want to get two specials with extra cheese. I'm like, this isn't Pizza Hut. And I'll yell and hang up.
Really?
All the time. All the time.
Wow. It's still in the phone book, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, it's wrong number.
How can that be?
They'll call back and be like, what place is this? I'm like, it's not Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Click.
Wow.
Still not Pizza Hut. It really can get to me.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
Really get to me.
Yeah. So I started watching the movie Inception, did I tell you?
Oh, yes. 10 years ago. Yes. Good movie.
And
good movie.
So I got to watch another 15 minutes of it.
Oh, my gosh. What is your problem?
I can't sit on my ass for 2 hours to watch a movie. I can't. You know, I sit there.
Watch it, like, not during the day. I'd feel guilty watching it during the
day. I'm not
watch
during
it
the day. It's
at night?
Yeah. And then we get tired and, you know, I get bored. And so I watch it in parts, you know. But it is good, you know, it is good. You just have to really pay attention.
Here's
to what's
the thing.
Going on.
You're not going to get this film because you do need to watch it from start to finish.
Really?
You're going to forget references. You're going to not get it.
So I'll watch it again. I mean,
watch it from the beginning.
That's what someone told me. You have to watch it in one sitting.
Some people were saying you need to watch it twice. So for you to be like, yeah, I did 5 minutes the other day. It's looking good.
Yeah.
It's like you're not even going to. You're going to forget everything.
No, I'm not. I know exactly what's happening in the movie. What's happening in the movie is that he's able to go and extract people's thoughts during their dreams and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're asking him to actually put an idea inside someone's brain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at, pretty much. You know, when he went to meet this, he met this girl who became like the architect of the thing, you know?
But the storyline with his wife is very interesting.
I know, I noticed that too.
And so unless you...
Yeah, you have to watch the whole thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will. Which, you know, incidentally, it also happens to be the number one tweet in the past year.
Is Inception?
Inception. Yeah.
Oh, wow. How interesting.
The number one tweet. Can you believe it?
Interesting little facts.
Yeah, it is. It is. Check it out. So, I mean, that was the top tweet for everything, you know, among all topics and shit.
Mm.
So, but then they also measured movies, so... number one was Inception, obviously. The second one is Harry Potter. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Have you heard of that before?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's tweeted about?
Yeah, number three. I haven't even heard of it. Who is it with? Do you know?
It has that dude, that nerdy dude that's like, you know, he's good at being a nerd.
Mm.
I can't remember. He was in Juno. He was in Superbad. I can't remember his name.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Not Seth Rogen or something.
No, right? No. He's one of the nerds. He's cute. He's cute. Cute nerd.
Okay. What about Despicable Me? Have you seen that?
No? Is it out?
It looks pretty good. Yeah, my daughter says I really should watch it. It's funny. But, yeah, it's an animated movie.
I would watch it. It looks cute. I want to see Tangled, too.
Yeah, Tangled looks cute, huh?
Mm-hmm. I love blonde hair.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's really long blonde hair.
I played Rapunzel in a... In a I played Rapunzel in a musical
school?
One time.
In school?
Yeah,
school
and I had long... I had this long wig.
Yeah. In school.
I only had one line that I did over and over because the running joke was all she did was sing.
Really?
So I was like...
Was it a musical or what?
It was a musical, but I just pretty much... I mean, I had a few different lines. I had some dramatic lines, which I don't... I mean... I actually can do drama, but I was really young, so mm-hmm. I was used to being funny.
Yeah.
And I had to, and I had like this heaving cleavage. They had my boobs hiked up to here and like strapped in all back in the middle days. What am I thinking?
Yeah, like the.
What is that called?
Like the fairy tale.
Middle ages. Medieval days, they have them, and I was just like heaving boobs, and I have this long hair, and I'm supposed to like run and fall down and scream. It was so embarrassing. I wasn't comfortable with that kind of attention. And I was like, nah. But speaking of good TV, mm-hmm. which we weren't, but I've started to find myself watching Married to Rock.
Married to Rock.
Yeah, okay. Which is a new show on I think on E, which is basically these wives or girlfriends of big rock stars, like mm-hmm. people from Jane's Addiction and right. some Velvet Revolver and these women. And they just this isn't anything new, but they all look the same.
Mm.
I just kind of think
what the women or the rock
stars? Yeah, the women.
Okay.
It's this bleach blonde hair look. Most of them have it.
The white trash.
The white, or some of it's like really, really, really just, you know, fake blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Long extensions, the puffed up lips, and then just these gigantic boobs that I don't know if they look good. I can't tell if they're pretty or not, you know, because they're not just big. They're just like, they're tiny women, like tiny, tiny women.
Yeah.
With these melons. That just look wrong on them.
So they all look the same? They're all tiny?
Yeah, like skinny. You know, some of them are tall, but they're just.
Yeah.
You know that those aren't. I mean, they wouldn't lie until they know that they're.
Yeah, I mean they've got to have a good body for a rocker to be interested, you know, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but it's all the same look. It's different when you're with a girl. Like you could be with a girl who has a great body, but she's, you know, really in shape and has a great butt. And,
yeah.
You know, these tits on a stick look. It's like no muscle mass, no, just tiny with these ginormous boobs that are fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of... I gotta
catch that show. It sounds interesting.
Shut up. Well, it is interesting. And they have the fake lips,
uh-huh.
you know?
That I hate.
And it's the burnout blonde,
uh-huh.
you know?
Yeah. Really bleached?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a show I'd want to watch, but you can report to us and tell us.
Well, I don't really watch what's it. I just like skim through it and I'm like, why? She looks the same. She looks the same. It's like the house, you know, the Playboy Bunny show,
mm-hmm.
Girl Next Door. They kind of all look the same.
They do. They do.
It's the same
I
look.
Know, I can't tell. Yeah, that's the Playboy look. But and then you have the porn look, you know, that they all kind of look the same also.
Don't.
Trashy and shit. And but that's the mainstream, you know. If you want something else, you go into niches and shit, you know, find out what you like. But yeah, there's a certain look, you know. I mean, if you look in like the like AVN magazine, like, you know, Adult Video News magazine mm-hmm. and stuff, which is the trade magazine. You'll see, they all look the same. You know, there's also what they call like a porn star makeup. You know, where you know it's like a whole thing. So, but they look ridiculous too, I think. But
yeah.
You know, I mean, many. I guess that's the ideal of beauty, in you know today's for well, today's guys. You
I
know?
Don't know if it's beauty or if it's just like this. I don't know if guys are going to these women for beauty. It's sometimes I feel like it's like a.
A release
or domination thing, you know what I mean?
Maybe a sexy thing, I don't know.
Yeah, like it's this, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
But who knows, I guess to each his own.
Yeah, yeah. So Scarlett Johansson is splitting up with Ryan Reynolds. Do you believe that?
What?
Yeah.
I got.
Oh, is this the guy that was selected like the sexiest man
yes.
or something?
Yeah. It means
after 2 years of marriage, man.
That means I've got a chance.
Yeah, call. There you go. He's eligible now.
Well, I'll never tell him that I stalked him one time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to know all that.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, man. Why does it say why they're getting a divorce?
I guess they already separated 6 months ago. They're not really saying. They're just saying after long and careful consideration on both our parts, we've decided to end our marriage. So, you know. And they have to add this thing of we're splitting up on good terms, blah, blah, blah. You know, we ended our relationship with love, and it's love. It's with love and kindness we leave it.
What the fuck does that mean? Sorry for kissing. I mean, for cussing. Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that they're still friends.
Oh, come on. You yeah. can't be fully, fully madly in love with somebody.
Yeah.
And be friends just 6 months later. You can down the road.
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. Mm.
Yeah.
It says no one had any idea this was coming. They kept their private life so secret that I doubt we'll ever really know what went wrong.
Mm. Yeah. Who cares? Do we really care?
I just kind of want to know what went wrong so that I can, you know, sweep in there.
I see. Okay, so you won't make the same mistake as she did.
I won't make the same. You know, that, yeah, you just, I need to go in there and console him right now.
Mm.
You know, I'm not exactly Scarlett Johansson, but I've been told I kind of look like her in certain lighting. Mm. I'll bring my own lighting kit with me.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah.
No, he's a hunk. But, you know, who knows what people are like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't know anybody.
We don't. We really don't.
Yeah. Maybe they were just both so hot. That they're bored.
They couldn't handle the heat.
Yeah, they're both like so bored. They're like, it like diffuses each other.
Yeah, no, people get on each other's nerves, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
2 years.
Mm.
Oh well. Now she's eligible too.
Of course.
So
yeah.
Maybe I have a chance too. What can I tell you?
You're married.
If she's into older guys.
Well, you're married.
Yeah, but that's a minor detail there.
Minor detail. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we talked about Miley Cyrus's bong video.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
You know, I don't know. It doesn't look good. It doesn't matter what she's smoking. That video does not look good. It's not going to help her. You know, I mean, what do you do? You know, yes, she's reaching an age where she wants to get crazy and shit like that. But, you know, it's like she's got to understand that, you know, this is a career she's building. But apparently at this age, look, I mean, she's 18. She's just like any other 18-year-old.
Yeah, and many...
You know, she wants to party, she wants to be with friends, and the hell with work.
Yeah, I think it's really hard because, you know, she is going through those experimental years, and she's doing it in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And in a way, it's kind of like, you know, you don't have the same freedom.
Yeah.
You know, you have to watch everything you do, and I don't, you know, what girl at that age is really like?
Yeah,
what do you think about my image?
And you wonder if she really wants to be like a, you know, like a role model for girls, you know? Maybe she's not interested in that. She just wants to sing and act.
Well, these girls start when they're like, you know, preteens and they're pop and they're Nickelodeon Mickey Mouse clubs.
Yeah.
And they just want to do it from a really cute, fun place, and then they feel trapped, and then they're like they want to porn against the machine, and they want to like break out.
Yeah.
And maybe they feel trapped, but I don't know. I mean, some of these girls too, like the pop star burnout, it's just so it's so young, you know?
Yeah. Well, she did start young, I would say, you know.
Mm.
And her father says this, he tweeted, I guess. Sorry guys, I had no idea. Just saw this stuff for the first time myself. I'm so sad. There's much beyond my control right now. And that's the thing, you know, a kid turns 18, man, and you can't fucking tell him anything, it seems.
Now,
you know?
What if it had been legalized?
Well, it's that salvia that she was smoking.
Salvia? What do you mean? I thought it was just weed.
No, it wasn't weed. Remember we talked about this. I told you it's like this. At first they weren't sure. Now they are. It's kind of a legal substance that a natural herb with hallucinogenic effects, so you can get it. It's legal now. They started talking about making it illegal because of what's going on, that a lot of kids are abusing this. But yeah, so apparently it wasn't pot, and you know, that now that it makes it any better. I mean, the objective here was to get high, and you know, so apparently someone stole or copied from the her friend's camera. Yeah. Can you imagine having Miley Cyrus as your friend, and then you go and get high with her, and then the fucking video comes out, everybody can see you?
I mean, she's obviously not going to be friends with this girl anymore, and she's probably like a nobody, right? Like, she's not big in the media.
I don't know who that friend is, but so they show them with a bunch of people.
No more gal pal, no more little like, hey, come with me to my stuff, and I'll pick up the tab.
Yeah, you can't trust anyone. No. You know, all they want is a piece of you.
People are idiots.
What are you going
to
do?
Get a job. Stop trying to tear somebody down. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's like they're like, I've got like an ounce of power. I'm going to use it. I've got my power. I'm just going to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did you ever watch The Biggest Loser?
Yes.
Isn't that something? I mean, the way that people end up looking afterwards is just amazing to me. Uh-huh. Now, how long does it usually take them? Like how long, like 6 months or something for them to...
Yeah, I don't know. A friend of mine, I think they do it really, really fast. But
it is a few months, obviously.
Yeah, it is. But I think it's something like 3 months they drop like 80 pounds or something, which is ridiculous. But there's two components. I know that heavier people can lose larger quantities of weight quickly.
Right, exactly.
And then also they are doing it through tons of exercise. Right. I mean, they exercise all day long, I think.
Right, and eat well and eat right.
Yeah, I mean, they get the right kind of calories in, and they just work out all day. So they're just shedding.
I know, that's not normal. So they're probably not going to stay that way, huh?
Well, they can keep it up. I mean, there's a difference to maintain, I mean, versus continue to lose, you know?
Yeah, Wow. Yeah, but it's amazing to me, but you have to be, like, really big for them to take you, huh?
Yeah.
Like, is there, like, a weight limit or something?
Well, I'm sure you've got to be...
Weight requirement?
I'm sure you have to be, like, 100
Probably
plus.
Over 300, no?
No, not plus, no.
No, 300 pounds? Oh, you're saying 100 pounds overweight.
Yeah. Like,
I see,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's still pretty close to 300, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or to 200.
But my friend, she just lost, not just, but she lost 100 pounds, and she did it like in 6 months.
Yeah?
Wow. She went on a drastic diet, drastic food change.
Yeah,
crazy. She's not eating bad. She's just went from eating, you know, everything to measuring her food.
Right.
And it's like almost the same thing every day. And it's vegetables.
Yeah.
And then like
But
fish.
I can imagine people would get tired of that, right?
I mean, that's why
those diets don't work, you know? I mean,
well,
I think the ones that work allow you to eat just about anything, but in proportion.
Yeah.
You know?
She has like, maybe it's not exactly the same thing, but it's the same concept. Like, no, it's not fun at all. It's like meat that's not seasoned, that's like chicken or fish.
Right.
And it's a certain portion.
So bland.
Yeah, it's a certain portion.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's vegetables, like steamed vegetables and salad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every day.
Every day.
Yeah, except for in the...
I can't imagine they eat the same thing every day, Kara. Find different things.
No, I mean, she probably does a different variety of vegetables, a different kind of salad, a different kind of meat, but it's the same thing. And it's the same portion size.
Yeah.
She's lost the weight, and I'm really happy for her. She looks amazing. She looks totally different. My friend, you remember she came in here? She's the mommy blog.
Uh-huh.
She's a heavier girl.
Yeah.
She's like a size 4 now.
Really?
She's tiny.
Wow.
Yeah. She looks good. I don't think I could do that, though.
No?
I mean, no.
No.
I mean, could
well,
you?
You know, I don't think you're at a point where you need to worry about it, but you know.
But I mean, like right now, all I'm doing different in my because I'm trying to slim down is I'm just cutting out, and it's not even a big deal because I'm gonna break it anyway because I don't care. Well, because I mean it's the holidays, like I'm not gonna set myself up for failure and then binge on like pumpkin pie.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just gonna allow myself. I'm gonna allow myself when Christmas is here, like to, you know, do whatever the heck I want in my lonely state. Watch out!
Yeah, nobody would know anyway, right?
No, I'm just cutting out, like, you know, your breads, your sugars, minimally. I still have some bread in the morning and sugar in my coffee, but I'm not, like, chowing down.
Yeah.
It's going okay.
Yeah,
so
if you don't go crazy with it, I think it's fine.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, and then I'm working out. I ran 4 miles yesterday, which felt really good. I'm going to do it again today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's all about consistency, really.
Yeah, you got to keep doing it.
You guys have consistency.
Yeah.
Keep it going. Keep the body going. Keep, you know, mm-hmm. consume less than you burn.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all, people. We should all be skinny. We should all look the same and have the same body.
No, God forbid.
I know, I'm playing. I think it's funny how there's people that are always wanting to change people. And it's like, don't you realize if you changed everybody's flaws, we'd all be like the same kind of. Mm-hmm. It's just stupid. Like, some people aren't supposed to be skinny for whatever reason.
Yeah. Okay. So they're not.
I don't know. That's my perspective.
So they're saying that if you are sleep deprived, it shows on your face, you know? They're saying a good night's sleep tends to leave you feeling refreshed, alert, and upbeat. And it may, so it makes you healthier and more attractive to others. And so they tested this and they found that, you know, people were less attracted to people who did not sleep enough.
Mm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, my face looks gross right now because I have yesterday's makeup piled into it with sheet marks, but I get that sleeping.
Yeah.
I do. My friends make a lot of fun of me.
I know. I try, you know, I used to get only like five and a half, 6 hours of sleep. Now I try to get more like 7.5, 8 hours, you know, so I go to sleep a little earlier. But because, you know, I mean, if it's like, you know what I find? I find the hardest things for me to do every day is to get out of bed from under the warm covers and also to get out of a warm shower. It's really hard for me to just turn off the water and get out, you know, because
yeah, those are such relaxing. They're so cuddly and relaxing.
Right. And that's why I was thinking about it. And I thought, you know, it's like both things have to do with like being in a warm, surrounded environment, which reminds me of the womb and stuff, you know. And I bet you, because that's what we look for, is that feeling in the womb where we're protected and warm and so forth.
Mm.
And so maybe that's like on the primal level of things, you know. But God, is it hard to get out of bed?
I never hear women refer to it's like being in the womb. I always hear men say that. Mm-hmm. Like this guy I knew, he had the new Beetle car, the new bug.
Yeah.
And he had it like tricked out. It was cool. He had like a thing for his surfboard and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, wow, you're in this car, and he's like, yeah, it's like it's 360 degrees of just of curves.
Yeah.
He says it's all brown. He said it's like being in the womb. It's all curves. And I was like, oh, cool. I guess. I never think about being in the womb.
In the womb, yeah.
I think men do.
But I don't think about it, but
when
I try
sensation.
To understand it, yeah.
Yeah, that sensation, like, I never think about it. Like, I guess maybe because I'm a woman.
Mm.
Whereas I think maybe men come from women, you know, type thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, I knew a guy, this guy at work was talking about pleasuring his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about that area, the nether regions,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, giving those kind of services. And he said he loves it. He says he could do it all day long.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, aren't we all just trying to get back in there anyway?
Yeah.
Like the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, peculiar. Okay.
Well, there's an observation. I don't know that I agree with it, but what the hell, you know?
Are you into that? Do you like that?
No.
Oh, really?
What, pleasuring a woman?
In that area?
Orally?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Not only could I do it all day, but all night, too.
Uh-oh, top that.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
You top that, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and my son's just discovering it now.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe y'all talk about that. Isn't that so personal, though?
Yeah, and I told him that. I said, we're open and stuff like that, but I said, you have a girlfriend, you know, you just got to keep some things private and intimate, you know.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
What does he tell you?
Because he's learning now. I mean, he's 17, you know, he needs to learn these things. And, you know, because, I mean, you know, mainly he's proud of himself, I'm sure,
uh-huh.
and excited about discovering new things and so forth.
Uh-huh.
You know? But, yeah, interestingly, not all men are into it, which is very interesting to me because, I enjoy it a great deal.
That's
you know,
funny.
Face-to-face conversation.
Face-to-face? What does that mean?
One-on-one with the vagina.
Anyway, it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I can't take it serious.
Don't take it seriously at all.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So
now, I mean, do you have any plans for the holidays? Are you going to go anywhere?
No.
So you're just going to be looking for an apartment, actually, or something like that, huh?
This is my life, guys. It's called unstable, unpredictable. It's really exciting. Keeps me on my toes. It's like, you know, it's really this time where you're like, man, I want to, I want to cook and I want family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it'll go away like as soon as the holidays are over. Not go away, but it just I won't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally, though, I mean, the cool thing about where I live is there's a lot of people that don't go anywhere, so there's probably going to be a lot of fun stuff going on. I just don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Just hoping it will. You guys hear that out there?
Yeah, just wait for it to happen.
Get that figgy pudding going.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I'm going out to dinner on Christmas Eve with a friend. I just don't know if anything's open on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. You know what? I think delis are open.
I'm going to go to a
deli. You can go to a deli.
Sit around and eat pastrami? No, thank you.
Yeah. Why not? It's great. Pastrami is good. You don't go to delis sometimes?
Once and never, not really, but maybe for a sandwich.
Yeah, for sandwiches and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe.
At Jerry's Deli, they have everything. I mean, now they have Chinese food there.
Oh, they do?
And all kinds of shit, yeah. I don't know why.
Well, you know, it's we'll figure it out. I think it's going to be good. I mean, it'd be fun to go out to dinner. I don't mind cooking, but it's just you and, like, one other person.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
But I don't want to do Chinese or something like that. I want, like, Christmas food.
Mm.
Ham. Big old slab of ham, turkey, some ham. My brother sent me a card.
Uh-huh.
Really was not him. It was his girlfriend, but it had both their names on it. And they had the printout label with, you know, Matthew Kimbrough and blah, 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 and their address. And it was in red and, like, little candy canes and shit.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, anyway. And it said, Happy Christmas Kisses.
Uh-huh.
And inside were all these photos of them kissing.
Oh, really?
And, like, in the card. Like, they were, like, you know, kind of printed on the card.
Right.
Along with a few pictures of their dog.
Really?
Yes.
Which you mentioned. They take him everywhere.
They were, like, Merry Christmas. And I'm, like, I just think, like, this girl has gone overboard. She's, like, give me the ring, give me the ring, give me the ring. Like, she is, like, and don't get me wrong. I like her, and I think she's way cool, and I think my brother should be very, very, very lucky to be with somebody like her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just playing that role hardcore. I mean, don't send me those kind of photos.
Yeah.
It grosses me out.
Really?
Like, no, I'm actually happy for them. I'm happy my brother is with...
Yeah,
is with...
I mean, look, I don't get the cards where people send you pictures of themselves. You know, you're sending me the fucking card. Why do I need to look at your family?
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's a little much. It's a little bit like...
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It's like, affirm our love. Affirm our love. Affirm us. Look at our love. Affirm us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's kind of...
Is that what you think they're trying to do?
And I'm about to call him back and be like, Matthew, unless there is a gift card in the card, don't send me one.
Yeah. So do you think this has to do with being self-involved?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Well, I think part of it's cute. Part of it is cute because they're in love. But then part of it's like, she's just like that girl, you know? But I'm kind of happy because, you know, we didn't really grow up with a lot of support or my brother was never doted on growing up. You know, he was made fun of and we didn't have a really strong family at all.
Yeah.
And didn't have money growing up. And it's like, you know, now he's with this girl who just treats him amazing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy for him.
Yeah.
It's sweet for me. It's, it makes me happy to see that, you know, he's got somebody who, like, he's kind of like me, you know, where he's just like, whoa, all over the place. And she's very, like, on top of it and responsible. You know, I know their bills are paid on time because of her. You know, he makes the money, but I know everything's paid on time because of her.
Yeah.
Like that makes
it easier when you have a partner. You know, it really is. You know, because then you don't have to do everything yourself. Especially in my case, I don't have to do anything.
She hooks you up.
Yeah, let
she
me tell
hooks
you,
you
man.
Up.
Let me tell you, I'm extremely fortunate.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's a guy that I was involved with for a while, the guy that's, you know, we don't want the same things, you know, so I break it off with him like every time, last time, my next time I see him is our last time. It's always that situation, you know, because he doesn't want those things right now or with me or maybe never, you know what I mean, as far as family and all that stuff. So it's one of those like fatal attractions, you know, it so feels good in the moment, but it's not right. Anyway, I always have this theory that like, he just has a warped view of these things. Like maybe he's been in past situations with people where he's been kind of strangled or suffocated. And I'm totally not that girl.
Mm.
And some of these women maybe in the past they're not really givers, but they just want everything.
Right.
And I always think, well, you know, if he really were to understand that I'm not like that, I'm very much a giver and I've got my own life that is like to level 10 all the time.
Right.
Maybe he'd want those things.
Yeah, possibly.
But is that just like a dumb way a woman thinks?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? It is, right?
Yeah, it depends, because it depends on the guy, you know. Obviously, not everybody's looking for the same shit, you know.
Yeah.
So, it depends.
Yeah.
But you got to find someone who is looking for the same things you are.
That's true.
That's
not try
help.
To like manipulate them into it. Force them to like it.
Yeah.
That's something that's so hard for me, is to like really accept if somebody does not feel or want what you want.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's mainly with women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women feel they have to change the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that very much the other way around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, guys are not like that.
Yeah.
You know, they just like either...
Well, women tend to adapt to men anyway, I think. So I think women in their nature would change for a man, even not knowingly.
Mm.
You know, she placates.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Possibly. Who knows?
Just depends.
Yeah.
What are you doing the rest of the day?
What am I doing the rest of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Just working, you know. I just wanted to touch on Justin Bieber here.
Oh, let's do. Let's please get
a
Justin
Bieber.
He
won't face assault charges, I guess. He got into... an alleged assault at a laser tag facility in Canada.
What?
Yeah. So.
An alleged assault.
But there's
laser
no
tag?
The evidence is not enough to support this. So. But yeah, you see, it's like I'm telling you, all these kids get in trouble all the time because they've got nothing better to do, man. They
Dude.
Can't deal with the success, you know.
Give them something to cry about.
The attention.
Do you think he did it though?
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, you never
know. I don't
know
him. I don't know what he's capable of.
Well, that's true. But seriously, you know, Justin Bieber, really? Laser tag fight? You know?
Yeah.
These kids nowadays, they're gonna find anything.
Yeah.
To fight
Have you ever
over.
Been in laser tag?
A long time ago. It's
really?
Very fun. That'd
it
be
fun.
It
is fun, yeah. What about paintball?
God, I'm not going to get bruised. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, those are like too much, huh?
Not going to get
that's
bruised.
That's for nerds, I think.
Yeah, not interested.
Yeah, I'll
in that.
Just play a computer game and pretend I'm a soldier that way.
Yeah. We've all got our ways.
Yeah.
We've all got our ways.
So Barbara Streisand says that Obama is a disappointment. Now, there's a discovery there, huh? There's something we didn't know.
Well, yeah. A lot of people are already on that page.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, all right, Kira, thank you so much for
thank you, Sam.
Showing up today. We're really appreciative of that.
Sorry, guys.
And thank you all for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kira in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.